Holding Hands by Tari. Read by Daisy Chan for I Who Could Go. It was already dark when they got on the train after a particularly long exhibition game, which had ended as usual with Shindo sticking out his tongue at Toya, who responded by throwing one of the large plastic display stones at him in front of a bewildered audience. Their breath fogged and mingled in the air as they sat side by side, huddled in their coats. "My hands are cold," Shindo complained.
"You shouldn't have forgotten your gloves," Toya replied unsympathetically.
"Bah, gloves are for the weak." Toya rolled his eyes and did not answer. But a short while later, Shindo felt a mittened hand wrapped around his and tuck it securely into a warm coat pocket. When he looked over, Toya had his face turned away, studying what appeared to be an advertisement for shampoo with rapt interest. Shindo smiled and leaned back in his seat. His hand stayed warm for the rest of the ride back to Tokyo. This has been Holding Hands by Tari, read by Daisy John. Thanks for listening.